We have definitely seen an increase of cases here at our facility in the last couple of weeks. I'd say we've had probably about 25 new positive cases in our emergency department, and unfortunately, a few of those cases have led to hospitalization. The most common symptoms with it are your runny nose, coughing, sneezing, and fever. The things to watch out, though, for RSV are it can lead to other complications like pneumonia. So if your child is wheezing, having difficulty breathing, that's when you need to be concerned and definitely either reach out to your doctor or bring them into the emergency room. There really is no specific treatment for RSV, so there's, unfortunately, the biggest thing that you can do with it is just treat the symptoms. There is not an antiviral that's available for it. And so if anyone has a child with RSV, just make sure that you manage that fever and pain with over-the-counter medicine such as acetaminophen or ibuprofen and have them drink plenty of fluids. And then, as I mentioned before, if there's any concerns as difficulty breathing or anything like that, to reach out to your doctor. But for most people, RSV will go away on its own in a week or two, and they don't have those severe symptoms.